Well, I think he's finally getting to watch
He was on a bus or coach.
Yeah, they've got a coach.
Big Wednesday, the day you face your own biggest challenge, the day you risk it all.
Nose hair, link bland.
Bizarre religious objects, weird ceremonies, snake handlers, and pot-smoking children.
With Darren Carpenter.
A man everybody would like to have seen dead.
And Dr. Fiasco.
An audacious man of action, capable of a tender, hopeless love, which could only last a day, but a day which was worth all eternity.
Wednesdays, from 10 p.m. to midnight.
It's going to be like nothing anybody has ever seen.
On Radio Mobile.
Yeah, this is DJ Sully. You're listening to the start of Sufficient Grounds here at 10 o'clock this morning on this fine Sunday. It's Father's Day, so wishing all the fathers out there a happy Father's Day here at Radio Valencia, wherever you might be celebrating or not celebrating. Hopefully you'll enjoy the show. I have a special guest in the studio today. I've got my son, DJ Ryan, here with us. Right now. So, Ryan, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going? Good to see you. I guess I've seen you for the past, like, 48 hours, but it's great to be on the air.
Yeah, it's exciting to have you here. We're, Ryan just came just a little bit to a little personal reveal here. Pull the curtain back. Ryan's just came back from university, and so he's here in the Bay Area for the summer. And so he thought it would be fun and special on this day to have him on a Father's Day show. I've never really done something like this before, but themed this way. So, and as a matter of fact, we're listening to Singing the Blues Till My Daddy Comes Home by Bix Bilderbeck right now in the background. So Ryan's going to be with us here. He's going to be playing some of his own tunes that he's chosen.
Yes.
From, well, other artists. And yeah, it's going to be a great show. So hopefully you stick around for the next 2 hours with us here at your Radio Valencia. And we'll start off the music right now, and we'll talk to you on the other side of the set. Cheers, everybody.
Sunset soon.
Very skillful.
Did you like that way I did that?
I did.
That's over 1 year of DJ ability.
Ooh.
All right, who's that other person talking? I'm DJ Sully, and right across the board here is the great and wonderful disc jockey Ryan.
It's actually, is my mic on?
Yeah, you're on.
Am I on? It's actually DJ Ryanair, like the plane. Airline.
Oh, Ryan, DJ Ryanair. All right.
Swooping into the building.
Your people did not pass along that information
I'm
to me.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
I need to fire my agent, actually.
I would talk to your, social media person. Talk to all of them.
I'll talk to all of them.
Gather them into a room and get to the bottom. Okay, we've overtalked that. So it's DJ Ryanair.
DJ Ryanair.
You're flying aboard
DJ.
In the building. I love it. Well, DJ Ryanair, that was a pick. That last song we just heard was your pick. What did we hear?
I actually forgot what the song is called, but I remember the artist is Men I Trust. It's off the album Uncle Jazz. Very great album. I think the song is called, if I remember,
Found Me.
Found Me.
Yeah.
It's a very good song. I like it a lot. It's kind of just vibey. It has a little like,
It fit the first set really well.
It fits the first set. It's also just like, it's a great album in general. If you ever need something to just chillax to, not really in space out to, it's great.
I liked it. I liked it a lot. And we started off the set with Singing the Blues Till My Dad Comes Home, which is what Ryan would do every day at university, right?
All the time. You were waiting to make that joke.
Actually, I will tell you a little secret. I just improv that joke right now.
I don't believe you.
It came. No, I swear to God, I didn't even know the name of the song.
I bet it's written on your palm somewhere.
Yeah, you think like sheets of paper writing that joke. I've got a team of joke writers back there at the treehouse. Yeah,
just singing behind the door.
Yeah, they're feeding me. It's like the writers for the Oscars just feeding you jokes while the show is going on.
Does that happen?
Yeah, that happens.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's they do a lot of on-the-fly writing there. I don't know how I know that, but I do know that. So that was Bix Binderbeck from the 1920s. He had quite a colorful life, by the way. He had a quick rise and fall. And eventually, his status as a martyr made him a legend. He died of alcoholism. This is a great way to begin the show with the story. At the age of 28, Ryan.
Good for him.
Well, good for him or not good for him, depending on how you look at it. But the song after that was Pete Fire Morning by the French indie pop trio Oracle Sisters. And that was off the 2023 album Hydranism.
Ooh, I like the name.
And that was on 2022 record label. And then we went to Wild Animals by The Lowest Pair for the 2020 album The Perfect Plan. And then from Taiwanese-born Canadian-Indian musician Alex Zhang Hugay, we heard Lord Knows Best by The Dirty Beaches off their 2011 album Badlands. And that brings you up to date. And I also want to thank DJ Eric for the show before. He does a great show on Drunks, Gamblers, and Horse Thieves Sunday mornings here from 8 to 10. And you got to check that out. He does a lot of interviews, a lot of content. And he's really showing the support and putting his show behind building up and promoting in a non-financial way local artists. So definitely listen for that. All right, so we're going to jump into... So what's happening today is that DJ Brian Ayers here, and we are going to be interspersing some music that he's chosen for the show, so I hope you stick around for that. But right now, we're going to jump around, and we're going to head over to... We're going to listen to some music from good old Bright Eyes that just came out with a song that I'll tell you about on the other side that was an old song that's been redone. There you go. It's new and improved. So right here on your RadioValencia.fm. Cheers, everybody.
Sweet.
Dream. be alone with you, just you and I, under the moon, near the star-spangled sky. I know you're alive, and I am too. My one desire is to be alone with you. Be alone with you, even for just an hour, in a castle high, in an ivory tower. Some people don't get it, they just don't have a clue. They wouldn't know what it's like to be alone with you. Say the nighttime is the right time to hold each other tight. All our worldly cares will disappear, and everything will come out right. I wish the night was here, make me scream and shout. I'd fall into your arms, I'd let it all hang. Just what I'll do, I won't sleep away till I'm alone with you. I'm collecting my thoughts in a pattern, moving from place to place, stepping out into the dark night, stepping out into space. Oh, what happened to me, darling? What was it you saw? Did I kill somebody? Did I escape the law? Got my heart in my mouth. My eyes are still blue. My mortal bliss is to be alone with you. To be alone with you.
Joy, joy, oh, I'm not. sister.
Prepared to be stomped in the ground.
Yeah, her butt ain't as big as mine, no way.
And now, subscriber, we've got to punch you up. So, please stand by.
Yeah, we're back. It took me off guard there. I think it took us both off guard there. Okay, we started off the set with something new, but something old as well. We started with, let's get the mics here, here we go. And started off with Motion Sickness by Bright Eyes off the 2023 release Noise Floor Companion. Wait, actually, this is it's a new project they're reissuing. He's Conor Oberst is, with his band is reissuing his first 9 studio albums under a different label, Dead Oceans label. And what he's doing, he has a companion piece to it, and he's taking these old popular, these songs that were on those old albums, and he's redoing them with new musicians. So, yeah, that was Motion Sickness by Bright Eyes, and that was off the Noise Floor Companion. Early this morning when I was putting that together, it took me a long time to figure out what this project was, but I'll just chalk it up to fun pasta and oysters from last night. And then we went into something new from Bob Dylan that's also old, so check this out. That was To Be Alone With You by Bob Dylan off his new album Shadow Kingdom, which is a collection of his past songs reimagined, and that song, To Be Alone, was originally off the 1969 album Nashville Skyline. There's other songs in there you might recognize too that he's done, Forever Young and When I Paint My Masterpiece, and they're all stripped down kind of in that tone that he that we heard there. And then we heard something from Joy All by Jenny Lewis off her 2023 album of the same name, Joy All, and that's her fifth studio solo full-length album. It was written during the lockdown in her home in Laurel Canyon. It was a suggestion actually by DJ Gwen, who texted me that you should play some Jenny Lewis. Hang on a second. Your mic is not working here. All right, here we go. There you go. All right. There you go.
Hello?
Yeah. Normally don't have guests in the studio, so we're figuring this out.
Yeah. Are you sure? I can't. Can you hear my... Okay, I guess I can see it bouncing up and down over there, but...
Yeah.
Apologies.
All right, well, it's fine, but just don't let it happen again, okay? Because it's messing my numbers up.
They got to get enough people so you can keep promoting shows for money, guys. This is for money. This one's for money.
At some point, maybe will be, but not today. And then we heard a pick from DJ Ryan Air. What did we hear? What was that after that?
Oh, we just heard "Fancy Clown" by MF Doom. Whenever I come back in the studio or into the bay, not the studio, I'm always in kind of an MF Doom mood. I just feel like he's a really fun guy. I like the vibe of it a lot, and it's very. I don't want to say it's Bay Area because it's not Bay Area, but it's just the vibe of it feels like Berkeley to me, so that's why I'm always in the MF Doom mood. And I think I have one more song, MF Doom, and I'm recognizing the bed music now. I just recognized it.
Yeah, so I was wondering if you're going to pick up on that. So
that threw me off a little bit.
DJ Ryanair, why don't you tell us what's going on here? What's going on back here? What's going on in the background here? Who did this?
For my dad's birthday, I made some bed music, and this is my first time making like really ambient music.
Mm-hmm.
And it has like, I'm used to having my music have a lot of drums in it and a lot of stuff going on. And for my dad's birthday, I knew he wanted but he's been talking to me a lot about like, oh, you got to make me some bed music. You got to make me some bed music. So I looked up a little quick tutorial on how to make ambient music and like what kind of sounds ambient music uses. I also went to an ambient music concert.
Oh, wow.
A week before this, and it was cool because it was in this place called the Broad Art Center.
Mm-hmm. This is down in Los Angeles.
Down in Los Angeles, and it was fun because my friend was like just randomly like clapping at parts, and the guy sampled the clapping because he was sampling sounds in the room.
Oh, wow.
And then playing it for like the concert. And it was really cool because like a random like clap just started getting used. So I want to try to explore that. I need to get back into making music, especially when I'm back at home because I need to do something. But it's super. It was super fun to make this.
Yeah, and thank you for generating. I've been using it, so you know, and as part of our agreement, I have to send you a little bit of money every time I use it. So
there's also I don't know if you can hear in the background. There's like walking and like there's a lot of.
Let's take a little listen right now.
There's a lot of textures in it. I was trying to make it so it's like you got a little wind in there, cold environment. I want it to be cold.
You're lulling us. I think we're going
to
do a whole ambient show here with you on it.
We should. Okay. I should make some more ambient music.
I would love that.
Or like breakcore. I don't know. I feel like that kind of have the same ambient breakcore would be kind of cool. Jungle music.
I would enjoy that. It really helps the show. And in turn helps you.
Promoter. Promoter.
All right. We're having fun here. So that was the set. We're going to hear a little bit more from DJ Ryanair throughout the show. You know, we were just talking, not to have this run longer, this break, but we were talking about the Grimace.
The Grimace Shake.
The Grimace Shake. You all know about the Grimace Shake. So this is a new thing. What do you tell about it? You talk about it, Ryan. We had it the other day when we were driving up.
We had it the other day. Yeah, I want to say it's a blueberry shake, but it's purple. It's a shake, and it's just kind of, it's a funny looking shake, and the whole advertising from it is... about the Grimace, I guess, from 1960s.
70s, yeah.
The 70s, and they had all these characters that came with it. And I had no idea the characters even existed. I know an artist who like did a reimagining of the characters and promoted them with their Happy Meal and got like free little characters with them. but I didn't know about the characters, and Dad was telling me like about the Grimace.
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, I was a very young boy when it came out, I think it was like, I was like 8 maybe. I think we were living in Germany at the time. But anyway, so So I looked it up, and I was like, this whole nostalgia thing, and I had no idea where it came from, honestly. I was just sort of like almost like learning about it as like you were in real time. And I said, oh, it's a nostalgia thing. And you said, I don't get the nostalgia thing. And I was like, well, of course, why would you? It wasn't around for you back then. I mean, unless you like had heard that it was a nostalgia play. So that was interesting, actually. Yeah, oh, here's the walking part.
Oh, and that's the part of me saying sufficient grounds.
Did you say sufficient grounds?
There's a little part I recorded. I don't know if you picked up on it, but I like recorded on my phone.
Yeah.
Sufficient grounds.
I like
put,
that.
Like, a little like, and I put a ton of reverb on it and ping ponged it a little bit.
Oh, okay.
So it has a little funny sound to it. But no, the Grimace. I feel like it's just a funny character, and it's like I mess with him because he's just like a silly guy, and he looks weird, and I can't imagine someone. Just creating that. I can imagine someone in the 70s creating that after like, you know, that's the whole, like, I don't think it's 80s yet where it's like acid is super popular, but I can imagine like some dude.
Well, acid was definitely popular in the 60s and 70s.
In the 60s and 70s. Yeah. So guy was probably tripping balls and was like, yep, I want this.
I got an idea.
I have an idea.
And all the executives at McDonald's were like, we're totally in on this. Right. Like, whatever you're smoking or taking, we want some of that too.
Mm-hmm. They're all on it.
Yeah, they're all on it. Well, since we're talking about art and taking things, we're going to listen to some art music from Bauhaus right now on your Radio Valencia.fm. Thanks for listening, everybody. All right, we're back. We just DJ Ryan Aaron and I are just sitting here like chit-chatting, talking up stuff, and then the music stopped playing, and then now we're talking to you both lovely people.
Woo! I still can't. Oh, I can kind of hear myself now. Actually, I can hear myself. This is perfect. This is perfect.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do radio here. What do you say?
Let's do it.
Okay.
I love radio.
What did we hear here? What did we hear here? Let's see what we heard here. Where's my notes? They started off the set with from the 1981 album Mass. We heard The Passion of Lovers by Bauhaus.
Woo!
There you go. And then we heard some New Order there. Ceremony, author 1987 album Substance.